Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I want to share with our VFN radio listeners the wisdom moment for today. Every day we want to share the word of wisdom. And we like to share the proverb that corresponds with the current day of the month. So today's the 15th day of August. And so we want to be able to share the wisdom moment out of Proverbs 15. There's nothing like wisdom. I mean, you can get a whole lot of stuff, but make sure you get some wisdom. You know what I mean? Right. You need wisdom. So Proverbs 15:3 says that the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good.
Right.
The eyes
of
the Lord are everywhere, and they keep watch over the wicked and the good. You know, many people today are living for the eyes of people, you know, but there's only one set of eyes that we should really care about.
That's right.
You know what I mean, right? There's only one set of eyes. And one of the first things that you know, the scripture just this stands out in this verse of scripture as I read it is that the Lord is everywhere. He's everywhere, and he's interested and involved in your life.
Right. That's right.
His eyes are on you. He's interested. Don't fall to the lies that or the fiery darts that the enemy tries to fire on you that – you know, maybe God's not aware or questioning God, or does God see? His eyes, his eyes are everywhere, and they are upon you. You know, some of the things that make God God. You know, he's omniscient. He's all knowing. You know, he's omnipotent. He's all powerful,
right.
And he's omnipresent.
Right.
He is everywhere, all at the same time.
That's right.
He's God.
Yeah.
He's God, and nothing escapes his sight. And I want to encourage you that the Lord has seen you. He has seen you every time, every step that you've made towards the Lord. God saw it. I know sometimes you get tempted or you get attacked to think of the times where maybe you mess up and you fall and you fail. But God wants to remind you of the times that you did good.
That's right.
He says, I saw that. I saw that. You know, sometimes people are so worried about being caught and doing something bad that you need to be remembered that God wants to catch you in doing something good. He's looking to catch you doing something good.
That's right. He's always watching.
He's always watching. And the thing about the way man sees and the way God sees, you know, are two different ways, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Because man will look at the outside
of
a person. That's all you can see. All you can see is the outside of a person. You have no idea their thoughts or anything, you know, and you can only see their actions. But God,
he sees the heart.
That's right.
Man, he's got X-ray vision.
That's right. He sees the motives. X-ray vision.
That's right. He goes straight down, right down to the heart, Steve, just like you said.
Yeah.
He sees the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees the motives behind what you do, not just what you do. And so you're not alone. you're not alone. This knowing this alone should help us to have a healthy fear of the Lord. You know what I mean? That his eyes are on us, they're everywhere. And I believe that to the proportion that you understand and remember that the eyes of the Lord are upon you, you will grow in the fear of the Lord. You'll grow.
Yeah,
it's because, you know, it's one thing to understand it and to get that revelation, but it's another thing to remember and to keep that. You know, you have to keep those revelations. Didn't Jesus said, if you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciple. You have to hold on to revelation.
Yeah,
you've got to hold on to what you know, and you need to remember and to know that the eyes of the Lord are upon you. Now, if you're in right standing with God, this is good news. This is good news. 2 Chronicles 6:9 says, for the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. His eyes, They're going throughout the land. They're looking up, up. There's my son. Up there, there's my daughter. Up, up. There's my son. There's my daughter.
That's right.
Look, they're crying out to me. Look, they're praying. They're denying themselves.
That's right.
They're loving on their neighbor.
That's right.
Look how they're taking care of their neighbor. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness! God loves that. Mm-hmm. That loves that. We need to remember and have a God consciousness again, where God becomes, we become conscientious that His gaze is upon us, that He is seeing us, mm-hmm. and we can enter a new realm of fellowship and relationship just by knowing that, and keeping the fact that, God, You're watching me, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're watching me. You know, I like to remember of when I take my boys to go, you know, they play baseball. Mm-hmm. And they love for me to come watch them play. You know, they want to see me. And for the last few years, I've been blessed to be able to coach. Mm. And, you know, like I do everything else, you know, I get a chance to get there.
And
they look, Steve, Pat, check this out. They, mm-hmm. they get into the batter's box, mm-hmm. you know, and they look over to me at first base. And they just want to, they're looking at me. They want to make eye contact with me. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how much you can talk with your eyes.
That's right.
You know, it's amazing. And what they're wanting to see.
Their dad is there. Yeah.
Yeah. They want to see my eye talking back to them, mm-hmm. and saying, "You got this. You can do this."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching.
Affirmation.
You're going to do good.
Yeah,
that's right. Affirmation. Yeah. You're going to get this. Especially when the pitcher's throwing heat.
Mm. Yeah.
When that pitcher's barreling down and throwing balls at you, he's like, "All right, Dad, help me out here.
It's
on.
Yeah.
And friend, let me tell you, no matter what the enemy tries to throw at you, Daddy's watching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, John, that's so encouraging, because I think about, you know, the many conversations I've had listening to others, and, mm-hmm. and, you know, the busyness of life right now, the busyness of families, where so many fathers are doing everything they can to be there for their children. They're doing everything they can to provide, and, you know, things come up, and, you know, there's going to be those baseball games that they don't catch. There's going to be those dance recitals, mm-hmm. when they're not at. And, you know, I just want to encourage those children out there that, you know, if you're, you know, your biological father, your adopted father is not there, your heavenly father is always there. Your heavenly father is always right next to you. Your heavenly father is always looking down upon you, and he is there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always look up and know the fact that his eyes are everywhere.
Mm. That's right. So it doesn't matter, Steve. It doesn't matter what the enemy tries to throw at you. Because let me tell you, he's going to try to throw you some fastballs. He's going to try to throw you some curveballs.
That's right.
And you know what? He's even going to try to hit you and beat you.
That's right.
But don't worry. God's going to say, take your base.
That's right.
Take your base. You get on first, because I'm bringing you all the way home.
That's
good.
You know,
nothing escapes the eyes of the Lord. His eyes are looking back right at you. And it's just so beautiful. But you know what? Mm-hmm. His eyes also see everything. They keep watch on the wicked, too.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And we got to be careful that we don't just throw that word off and just say, oh, wicked is somebody else like Saddam Hussein, or wicked is someone else like Adolf Hitler, or wicked is someone else like, you know, some serial killer. Wicked is surely not me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you're doing wickedness, if you're involved in, you know, wicked, one of the definitions of wicked is morally bad. You know, it's morally bad. So it's one of the definitions. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 5:21 says, "For a man's ways are in full view of the Lord, and he mm-hmm. examines all his paths." That's Hebrews 4:13 says that nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is covered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account.
That's right.
God's watching, because you know what? We're going to have to give an account. We're going to have to give an account of how we lived our life, by the things we did, by the things we didn't do, mm-hmm. by the words that we said, and by the words that we didn't say when we were supposed to stand up.
That's right.
We're going to have to give an account. We're just not going through life just to go through life. At the end of this, there's an accounting that's going to take place. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you know God, you're going to hear. If you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're going to hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come in."
That's right.
Come. You know, but if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ and you haven't made him your Lord and your Savior and you have a personal relationship, I got to tell you the truth. Not everybody is at a better place. No. Don't believe that lie. Don't do that to yourself. Don't believe that lie. Because the truth is that it's appointed for a man to die once and then the judgment. At that time, there's no time to open the books and I've heard people tell me, well, I'm just going to beg God and I'm just going to. No. The time to get right with God is now, my friend. Today is the day of salvation.
None of us are guaranteed tomorrow.
That's right. Tomorrow's written in a fool's calendar. All you and I have is today.
That's right.
That's all we have. So I want to encourage you. This is the reason, you know, you want to repent. You want to turn to God. You know, if you're one that is doing good, let me tell you, this is good news. Be encouraged. His eyes and his gaze are upon you and daddy's watching. But I tell you right now, there's even good news for you. If you're involved in wickedness, you still have time to repent.
Amen.
You still have time to repent and confess. You know what confession? Confession is agreeing with God's word that, you know what? I'm wrong. I've sinned, God. I'm wrong. Your word is right. Your words are true. And I am a sinner before you. We don't wink at sin. We don't play around with sin. We don't just cover and do a California stop repentance. You know what a California stop?
Mm-mm. What's that?
Well, you know, when you come to a full stop at a stop sign, you come to a full break. You know, the car stops. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Right. You look left, you look right, and then you proceed.
Mm-hmm.
A California stop is when you're cruising. You're going pretty fast there, but you know, you're already looking at the side roads, ain't no car coming, and you just kind of tap the stop. Tap your brake.
Slow down a little bit.
Momentary slowdown and keep on going. That's a California stop. It's also breaking the law. You know? And that's you don't want to do a California stop in your repentance.
Right.
Mm-mm. You don't want to hit a little pause break. Oh, Lord, forgive me for that. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry for that. Oh, yes, God, I'm a sinner. Here, hello, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got to just come real with God.
That's right.
Or as Eddie likes to say, be gully with it. New York terminology.
Well, you got to expand on that.
What does that mean?
What is it? Big gully just, with it?
Yeah, here's the definition. Just get real. Just get real with God.
Get real.
Oh, I gotcha.
Just get real, because you know what? God loves you. He's not looking to damn you. He just wants a relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be forgiven of what you don't confess. He just wants you to be real and say, "Hey, listen, don't settle for a form of religion. Don't settle for a way. You know, man's traditions." Come to me. I saw it. We can work it out.
Mm.
Let's repent, because my eyes are upon you, son and daughter. I'm watching.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.